at Lacey's Only Running Fitness and Health Program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with the cast members of Fall Back Down, so stay tuned for that. Plus, I was in conversation with Jason Beck, curator of the BC Sports Hall of Fame. But first, let's go to our Q&A with Ryan Brown, personal trainer and wellness coach. Check this out.
And then what are some simple ways to get healthier?
Oh, yeah. Like when I work with my clients, I usually just take one thing at a time. I don't try to like overhype it or like, you know, because there's so much hype and so much information out there. I just try to just make it really simple. I just tell my clients first thing, what's the first top five things, goals? What's your top five goals you want to get to? And usually it's, I want to tone up, I want to lose weight. I want to feel better, have more energy, better sleeps. And so I just start with, you know, say for example, 1 week we just focus on water. So you see me like once or twice that week. And then we're just focusing on checking in on your water, right? While I'm assessing your functional movements and creating a program in that first few sessions.
So, and then it becomes more simplified. So hydration next week might be lifting weights, for example, and it all depends, right? Because you do custom programs.
Yeah, I have my own Apple and Android app, and so So first week we'll do like hydration, and then the next week we'll be focusing more on just like focusing on their eating and their eating patterns, and like tracking just for like 1 week. I don't do like a lot of like calorie tracking. I'll just do it for 1 week. So like 1 week is hydration, next week is calorie tracking. And just to get an idea where they're at, because some people have never done that before, and I don't recommend doing it all the time. I just like to get an idea where they're at, and that's all. And even for like 3 days, we'll do it, you know, just to kind of see where they're at with things. And then the third week, we just customize it as we go, right?
Here we are at the BC Sports Hall of Fame, and I have two special guests, Andrew Dunbar and Adelia Dosani, and they're here to talk about their roles, their film, which is Fall Back Down, and what is next for them, and how they maintain a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes.
Are we supposed to be maintaining a healthy lifestyle?
Well, I think it can, you know, it depends if you're going from set. And
yes.
I mean, it must be, like, how do you maintain your stamina?
I mean, it's all subjective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It could be walking or meditation, and do you meditate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I meditate with the Bravo Housewives.
Oh.
And wine. But aside from that, no, I definitely do try and meditate. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't do it every day, but I'm getting in the habit of doing it, and it totally helps just being able to ground yourself and silence the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, self-care, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're both actors, and you have to memorize all your lines. So helping to get that energy up and to focus, meditation plays an important role, or running, whatever exercise that you do.
Yeah, actually, my meditation would be the gym. I have a couple of small kids, so.
Oh.
When I get to the gym, I kind of put some headphones in and listen to a podcast or listen to music, and that's my meditation. Yeah. I do meditate a little bit when I have time, but the time is of the essence right now in my household.
Yeah.
But when I do, it always feels good.
I'm a spinner. I like going to spin class. I'm an Aries, so I'm very ragey. I've been told.
But sitting is really...
I need a dark space, and I need to just rage out. So things stay kosher, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like spinning, running, your frustrations out, etc.
Totally. Yeah.
But I like the title, Fall Back Down. How did that come up?
That's an SB question, I think. she's got, I'm not really sure how it originally came about. I came in early on, but it was always Fall Back Down. I think SB wrote it 10 years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago.
10 years ago. I believe it was Fall Back Down originally. But I think that's an SB question. she would know better than me.
She would definitely know.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like fall of the patriarchy, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And what's the film about, right?
Ooh.
Which is a punk comedy.
We're calling it like a punk rom-com. Set in this world of activism and punk rock. But yeah, it's basically a romantic comedy and follows Nick, who has been beat up by the world. Had lost his girlfriend, who was kind of his rock in this activism world. And then he finds a job in a sweatshop where he meets
Rena.
Yes. That's your character's name? I forgot.
Unapologetically herself, Rena.
Yes, just like Diva.
Just, yes, you know. It's the best job to get. Didn't have to do too much work. You'll see me on screen. I'm just... Yeah. just
So you play the lead role and you're co-star.
Yeah.
So is this the first time you've worked together?
Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever... I mean...
I don't even
We
know.
Must have crossed paths somewhere along the way in Vancouver, but yeah, it's our first...
We didn't really know each other.
No.
And then we knew each other.
Now we really know each other.
Now we really know each other.
And so my next question, how was it working together?
It was flipping awesome.
Yes.
Pardon my language. I said flip,
don't
right?
Say flipping.
So that's
flip.
Don't say flipping. It was great.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It would have been not as fun if it wasn't somebody who you got along with as well, you know? And we just kind of got along right. Even in the audition, was I Dan Reed with you?
I think
And it was just like, she was, she's Rena. She just is from the beginning. Yeah. And we had a hard time finding, she didn't come to audition for us for a long time. So it was a couple weeks before, I think.
It was way later. I think I got hired within 12 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
we just knew. It was, we had seen a lot of people for this role.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she came in and crushed it.
Yeah.
As she does.
Well, you know, it wasn't hard. I got working with SB just right off the top, and you, it was so synergetic, I feel like. And I feel like those moments are really hard to come by, so when it does, it's kind of pretty, it's pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
And like magic kind of happens. That cliche is for sure a
it's
thing.
Real.
It's real.
Magic is real.
Guys. Magic is real.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it goes away, and then you're like, ooh.
Yes. But the Fall Back Down filmed in Vancouver, right?
It did, yeah.
So tell us about the process in making the film.
Ooh.
I mean, SB is the producer, and what's her name, SB?
Sarah Beth Edwards,
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. She writer, director, producer, but she's kind of the, the everything on this film. She put it on her back and has carried it the whole way, which is amazing. Sorry, what was the question?
Oh, the process of making the film.
The process of making the film. It's a long haul. I met SB 5 or 6 years ago on one of her old projects that she was making. This was like a TV show, like a short to pitch a TV show to a network. And we just got along really great and kept in touch. And she showed me a bunch of her scripts, one of them being Fall Back Down. I just fell in love with her writing. And then we basically started to look for money to make one of them. And this one, Fall Back Down, hit Telefilm, Talent to Watch program, about a year, almost 2 years ago now.
Wow.
And then we started pre-production.
Then the process started.
Yeah, and it was full on.
Yeah.
And it's believing in the script and in your character, right?
Yeah.
And that's important to, you know, and congratulations on being sold out for the Sword Film Festival.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah, and to have our world premiere there, I think is pretty rad.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Super close, and we're going to have lots of people that were working on the film. And
then we get to share it with everyone in the community and Vancouver itself, because it's pretty special to be able to make a film.
And there's so much
situated
talent
here.
Around. And
so much talent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got to say, like, our crew and our cast and the producing team were just phenomenal, beyond phenomenal. Like, everyone just came together to kind of bring this labor of love to life, and you know, it just opens and sheds light on a really cool part of our world that, you know, the camera hasn't seen yet and gets to see, which I think is just pretty sick.
Yeah.
There's some really, we got to meet some really dope people.
Yeah.
Really, really awesome humans.
I mean, that's the best part about working in this business is the humans that you get to hang out with for.
Yeah.
They're basically your family, you know, especially when you're shooting. It's just full on for, it was 3 weeks. We shot for 14 days over 3 weeks. So.
14 days over 3 weeks?
Yeah. Which is a very short amount of time to shoot a feature film, but it was amazing. And, you know, that's your family for. that amount
for
of time.
For that amount of time, yeah. Which either goes by really fast or it takes a while. But this went by fast. Yeah.
It's a community, right? Yeah. And so what do you want people to get from the film?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were just talking about this. I don't know what the film is like yet from other people's perspective, because I've seen it, you know, 100 times.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the reaction is going to be yet, because we haven't had a lot of feedback. We've had a couple of things recently, just people watching it and doing reviews and interviews and stuff, but I'm just super excited to, you know, hear what people think. I don't know if it's good or not. I think it's really good.
I think it's going to be cool.
That's just my opinion. I am very biased.
Yeah.
I think it's good because I love it.
Well, you must be both excited.
Yeah.
And you're actually the top 5, right?
Yeah. In the selling at Whistler right now, which is great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I think it's going to be cool.
I think it's going to be super cool.
Diversify what a rom-com is, and we get to kind of, you know, like, tell stories with like a different tunnel, the same type of story, just like with a different lens, which I think is pretty freaking cool.
Yes.
A different lens. Yeah. And I think that's what it's going to be. And I think people are going to really relate to the characters and enjoy them and their relationships. I think they'll laugh. We laughed a lot.
Yeah. We laughed
although
a lot.
We were laughing at ourselves
we
quite
cried a
bit.
A lot.
So
yeah.
We cried quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
All the feelings, though. That's good. That's a good movie when you're laughing.
Yeah. Yes. That's, you know, it's wonderful.
And yeah.
So if people want more information, where can they go?
Yeah, we have fallbackdownfilm.com is a website. And then we have, we're on Instagram.
We are on the Insta.
Insta.
Which I hear is a thing from all the youngins these days.
You're really good at the Insta.
You know, I
You're
try.
Great. You are.
I gotta keep up.
Yeah.
I have nieces and nephews who are just so advanced in this world of social media that I feel like I can't let them down. You know, I gotta catch up.
Yeah, but we're on Instagram at FBD_film.
Mm-hmm.
Same for Twitter.
Yeah.
Where else? I guess the Whistler Film web.
Whistler Film Festival website.
Yeah,
Google that.
Facebook.
Yeah. Yep. At FBD_film as well, or just Fall Back Down Film. You just search that.
And then we have lots of stuff on our pages too, which you could follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 We're
easy. Trying to post. It's pretty easy. Yeah.
And so, what is next for you guys?
Ooh.
What is next for me? I don't know. I got a lot of kids. We're just like getting ready for Christmas and stuff.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, I was telling Andrew what's next immediately is the football game that is going to be happening at 1:00 today.
Ooh,
I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, American Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so I got to just make sure that my spread comes up, you know.
Yeah, it's tailgate time.
Yes. It's good.
I think holidays. You know what? This time, it's really nice to have this time of year, I think, for everyone in the industry, because things get to slow down and you get to fill up and just get some family time and you time and food time.
Yeah.
So I think this is what we look forward to is after the next couple of weeks of crazy, we get to just like sit and stare at a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the dark.
You know, in the dark. Yeah. In the very dark.
Yeah.
No light, please.
And self-care, right?
That's self-care. Yes.
That's wonderful.
Totally. Yeah. So,
and I think. Congratulations.
Thank you on the film.
And
thank you so much.
I can't wait to see it. And all the best, and we'd like you to come back on the show.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. That would be rad.
Okay.
Maybe we can interview you.
Oh, well, yes.
Right?
Sure.
Maybe. I'm so weird. I'm so sorry, guys.
I really enjoyed it.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. This was super rad.
This was fun.
This was so fun. This is the best way to start a morning. Yes. Just hang out with friends.
You don't need coffee.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
I mean.
I still do.
Yeah, okay. Who are we kidding? Yeah. We're actors.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
And we'll be right back after this break.
Joining me is Jason Beck. He is the curator of the BC Sports Hall of Fame, and he's also an author of The Miracle Mile, and he's a runner. So he's here today to talk about what's new at the BC Sports Hall of Fame and to have people, if they didn't have a chance, to check out his book, The Miracle Mile, which is a good read, by the way. So welcome, Jason.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Christine. It's a pleasure to be back here in different circumstances than our normal interviews, but it's great to be here with you.
Yeah, we're Zooming, right? Zooming.
Yeah.
So how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. My wife and I, Nicole, we live in South Langley, and we've got a little bit of property out here. So we've been gardening and working in our greenhouse and, you know, keeping busy, just doing what we can while staying safe.
And running too. Are you?
Yeah. Yep. Running and biking, doing a little bit of running. I haven't had to scale back my running a little bit in the last week because I've had a bit of a sore Achilles, but trying to get out at least, 2 to 3 times a week at the minimum if we can.
Great. And for those of people who have not read your book or people need motivation right now, tell us about The Miracle Mile.
Yeah, the Miracle Mile, the book was published in 2016, so 4 years ago now, almost to the day. It came out in April. And it's the story follows three key people, Roger Bannister, John Landy, and Jim Peters. Of course, Roger and John ran in the Miracle Mile, and Jim ran in the marathon that finished just after the mile at the 1954 British Empire Commonwealth Games. So it's the stories of those three. And then I also went into the stories of a lot of other athletes and sports at those games. Originally, when I started out, I thought I'd just focus on Roger and John and Jim. But as I was going through and researching, I realized there is a whole other layer of stories here, other athletes and sports that I would be, it would be a crime if I didn't share those stories too. And I've always liked multiple sports, so it fit. So it made for a lot of work though. there's a lot of material in that book.
Yes. How long did it take you to complete it?
It was about 10 years from beginning to end.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. About 2 years of research, which then I did a little bit after, but most 2 years strictly research, and then about 6 years writing, and then editing and more research and more editing. And
yeah, well, that's wonderful, Jason. And your book is at the BC Sports Hall of Fame.
It is. It's for sale there when we're open.
Yes.
But you can also find it online. It's on Amazon. It's on the Caitlin Press website. I believe it's on the Hall of Fame website as well. But it's out there.
That's wonderful. And so, Jason, tell us now. I mean, you know, things are changed, of course, with the pandemic. But tell us about the BC Sports Hall of Fame right now. You are offering virtual tours, right?
Yeah. So with our doors closed, we were trying to figure out a way how we could stay, you know, how we can keep people, you know, up to date on what we're doing and share some of these great stories that we have from athletes that are inducted in our hall and artifacts from our collection. We just felt with no live sports right now, these stories and the history of sport in our province is probably more relevant now than ever before. People are looking for, are craving for sport and stories. And so we thought, how can we share them? And we've been doing a little bit on social media. We've been recording these short clips of tour stops that we would normally give throughout the galleries and displays in the Hall of Fame. We've almost worked our way through those. I think we did 10 or 12 of those clips to start. I think we've almost come to the end of those, but we've since recorded another 20 really short, quick hits on artifacts from our collection. And these are artifacts that are actually in storage right now. So they're items you wouldn't normally see if you visited the Hall of Fame. So we've literally brought out an artifact at a time and told the story of it or some interesting fact about it or the significance of it. It's a pretty wide range of items, some rare, you know, unique kind of quirky items, and then some really significant pieces too.
Can you tell us a little bit of the specific artifacts that you found? And
yeah, well, they range from, I remember I did one quick hit on Kliwik, the mascot suit that was used at the 1994 Commonwealth Games. It's a large killer whale, or large orca suit. So that was an interesting one. That sometimes artifacts come to us through from athletes or from the individuals just donating them. That suit actually showed up on our doorstep at the Hall of Fame in a unmarked black hockey bag. We don't know who gave it to us. We don't know where it came from, but one day we were opening and our staff found it there. So someone felt it should come to the BC Sports Hall of Fame. So that was one item. Another one that I talked about was actually the People's Shield. It's a large, very elaborate silver shield that was awarded to the national champion soccer team in Canada from 1906 to 1912. Really, really beautiful, but it has an interesting history as well. It was lost for a period and then found and refurbished and then made its way to us.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about some of the virtual tours. Like you're airing it it's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen some of the clips and it's wonderful. And we get our dose of sports by you're doing that, which is a great idea. So tell us a little bit of the virtual tours.
Yeah, it was Shelby McCannell, who is one of our staff, and I decided to kind of pair off on it. The trickiest part was finding a way to do it in a safe, socially, physically distant way, but we found a kind of a system where we could film one another without getting too close. And we basically worked our way through the Hall of Fame from one end to the other. We started in the Hall of Champions and just made, you know, one or two stops per gallery.
Thanks for watching. Leave a question or comment about today's episode. Go to our website on the screen. Until next time, run with it.